Okay, I got cut off there just as I was talking about Uranus in Aries, which makes perfect sense, because Uranus is a planet that has to do with change. Although I am a bit confused why I got cut off, but labor it too much. But as I was saying, March 11th is back into Aries, and once it does that, then we're back into that period, which will go on for several years, which is about tremendous breakthroughs in technology, have to do with civil and social rights, and so we're going to see. But it's in the sign of the warrior. So warrior Uranus is beginning a cycle, violence, can be selfish. Very important for each individual to conjure up her own sense of what is it about them that is unique and individual. And hold to your truth. Not be influenced by what seems to be a safer or easier way to do things. This is not about people hiding or running off or keeping to themselves. This is very much about individuals coming together in the collective, if we are going to make changes that are positive in the long run. So, yes, and I was also going to talk about the full moon. Issues, phone issues. There we go. I'm good. So on to the full moon, 28 degrees Virgo and change. And these Sabian symbols, now when I've done Sabian symbols on the full moon in the past, I focus mainly on the moon, but I have colleagues who look at both, and I think that's interesting. So I've been doing that because what happens on a full moon, of course, is that the sun is at one point and the moon is at the opposite point. So the moon is a man gains secret knowledge from a paper he is reading. The sun is a prism. Now, I love these opposites because they seem so very different. On one hand, you picture the man who's reading the secret information and he's gaining knowledge, and it seems like a very insular, covert activity. On the other hand, you have a prism, which is about sun, the sun, light, touching a faceted piece of crystal or glass, and a rainbow, a spectrum coming through it. And yet, have to do with energy that goes into a smaller space in order to man read something secret to make him more knowledgeable. And what he does with that knowledge, well, if we look at the opposite, the prism, light enters the prism, come out as a spectrum, as a rainbow. So, looking at the two together, we see how, by gaining knowledge, we can light the world. So, it's very important for you to take yourself seriously, whatever it is. Beginning with the Pisces new moon, really part of the month, gathering momentum to that full spectrum. What is that seed of creativity that you're planting? What is that belief in self that's going to make something really shine bigger and brighter? Greater world. Each individual has the capacity to do that now in a way that everyone's brilliant. So, as I continue to look at Mars, I'm struck by something that Abraham material. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the Abraham material, Esther Hicks is a channel who channels Abraham and comes out with all this very sound information on how to live. And one of the meditations that I listened to that took me a while to really get in my hand talks about how when we're jealous of someone or envious of someone or we look at someone who has achieved a certain thing, and it's something we want, then the important thing is to look at that and feel nothing but joy, that person's accomplishment and acknowledgement. And for some people, that's easier than others. But her point is, or Abraham's point rather, is that when we are able to do that, when we are able to look at our brother or sister and see that they have obtained something that we very much want, and when we can look at that and feel joy, their accomplishment, and pleasure that they have been able to achieve something that we want, then Abraham says, the universe expands to make more of that thing because the desire is so great and the emphasis of wanting it to enhance another's pleasure is so great. Now, I still haven't figured out how that works for Academy Award winners, because as far as I know, there's just one Best Actress. But it's an interesting concept about how to truly feel joy when someone wins or gets something that you want. And these are feelings, these are concepts that have so much more ability to come into reality than they have before, especially when Neptune goes into Pisces. That still hasn't happened. But in March, we start to feel the thought of frozen attitudes starting to Sun enters Aries, which is the vernal equinox. This actually is another very strong for divine rebirth and partnerships with a spiritual focus. I know, it sounds like a theme, and you're thinking, well, I'm an accountant, you know, or I'm a contractor. How can my partnership have a spiritual focus? We can. Everything can. Everything we do can. Getting deposit in a check at the bank. Everything we do has a spiritual focus. And the end of the month, has this magical quality to it, but on the other hand, Mercury goes retrograde on March 30th. So this can start to clog up the works, but basically what you've got going on here is if we look at the month in a big picture, we have a lot of Pisces energy, and then Venus goes into Pisces on the 27th. And then we have Mercury in Aries and Jupiter in Aries. So the struggle for how the message gets across, you know who the winner is by the Mercury going retrograde. So that even Jupiter has moved, even though Jupiter has moved into Aries, and we see this momentum starting to get set up for when Uranus comes into Aries, which happens, as I said, March 11th. So when we have this kind of, it's like a furnace blast, or I'm trying to think of the right image, fireball that's blasting into this frozen cavern. Even though it's very fierce and fast, the Mercury going retrograde shows us how we process it. So even though there's this engine that's going to pull you along as we get into especially mid-March, where you may feel like swept into this current the heat of passion that you feel so strongly about, the way to bridge is to really make time, like meditation, yoga, whatever martial art you do, journal, draw, however you get in touch with that right brain part of you is what will allow you to gracefully go through this transition instead of what may be for some people very awkward process, because when you think about the extremes of a fireball hitting an ice cavern, lots can happen that isn't necessarily gentle or welcome. And to allow yourself the reflection that Mercury retrograde will demand is how you sail through this with greater grace. And it's not a mistake that Mercury is in Aries, because that's very individual, that's very personal. And it may feel personal if your car acts up or a certain electronic thing that you depend on. But know that the antidote is to address it yourself, whatever it is, and do that by getting a handle on how you react first. Another thing that I was really struck with, and I'm going to be writing about, that the scientist was writing about her experience, was about the word responsibility. And she talks about how when we react, when we have a very strong emotion, when we're angry, when we're sad, when we're depressed, when we're them were happy. We have 90 seconds when that emotion hits us fiercely. No consciousness, just the emotion. And we're in that space, and we've all been there. I mean, we've been in a public place, and anger swept over us, whatever. 90 seconds, that's a minute and a half, that's actually quite a bit of time. You can say or do some pretty regrettable things, I know I have, in a minute and a half. But her point is, if you ride the emotion, that 90 seconds, and then make a choice if you can stay in it or if you're going to pull away from it, you can have greater control on your life. Because oftentimes what happens is we do that minute and a half and we're committed. We decide to stay in that emotion. But we don't have to. Because what she says, the brain, that 90 seconds then gives us a release. We're not in the same place. So she calls responsibility responsibility. We have the ability to control our response. So as we enter into this phase, so much more about Aries energy than about Pisces. A greater sense of spirituality, which we're not going to lose the Pisces, as I said, coming up towards the summer, we have Neptune entering Pisces, and Chiron is in Pisces, so it's not like it's gone away. But shift is occurring. I believe one of the things that's happening is there is a greater demand on personal response ability that we are entering into. And March is going to have a lot of power behind it as we watch people start to step in to whatever their ego or sense of individuality tells them their responsibility is or what their warrior mandates are. The more conscious you are about what your responsibility is, because I believe everybody is listening to me talk right now, good heart, great vision for a better future. The more you take your responsibility in your hands and plan to move forward in an action orientation, making choices awake, the greater our chances being in a much different place in 2019 than the world was in the late 1930s. So, March is turning point, and I wish you a lovely day. Whenever you're listening to this, the other thing that is opening up this weekend, which I am so excited about, is my new website. On it is going to be a forum, well, is a forum, actually, by the time you hear this, it's a forum where you can dialogue, ask questions, form community, and talk about anything that has to do with numerology, anything that has to do with the themes that I love to talk about. Because I just will have so much fun working with you more directly. So thank you, and have a wonderful month, and I will talk to you soon.